Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by. You know, we humans are united in our desire to be accepted and appreciated and loved, even popular in some instances. That's why I became a disc jockey. I had a lot of negatives in my life, and you never heard any real negatives on any of Greg Patton's radio shows. Oh, no. It's a wonderful world out there. Only it's not, and that's not truthful. I mean, it makes you happy for a little while, like getting drunk or getting high, but you got to come down sooner or later. Generally speaking, we want people around us, our friends, to express approval so we can experience the feeling of being accepted in life. Though Christians know emotions are unreliable indicators of real truth, believers fall into the pattern of, well, searching for some tangible approval. Sure, we do. Truthfully, one of the most priceless possessions is God's acceptance of us just like we are right now. Thanks to Jesus, we own a full measure of God's grace. The Father does not say, when you clean up your act, I'll accept you. Grace plus performance, that's not a workable formula in God's economy today. Never has been. If being a Spirit-filled believer meant achieving some lofty standard of behavior on our own in our flesh, you'd wear yourself out trying that program. Performance-based faith is a worldly idea. People alter their clothes and their habits and their finances and their jobs and their automobiles or SUVs or trucks to gain acceptance. The only problem is that people who like your appearance today, guess what? Yeah, ain't gonna happen tomorrow. It's true, you can't please everybody all the time, impossible, but you can please the Lord. He unconditionally accepts you. We have all the status we need in Jesus Christ. We are children of God, ambassadors of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Jesus. If we ignore our acceptance by God, then we're going to end up in the world's vain cycle of constant effort and activity to earn. That's it. From God, from people, to earn. Freedom and intimacy are rooted in His freely given acceptance, my friend. Instead of shielding ourselves from His judgment, we can look and bask in God's gracious love today. Now that's really good news. What in the world is going on? You can be happy, everybody but Tampa, Florida. You can be happy today because you don't live in Tampa, Florida. All that storm's going to hit, the worst in 100 years. 300,000 people fleeing by an edict of the authorities there. Gonna be a mess in Tampa, Florida. Pray for them today. How's the weather in your neck of the woods? Wow, Ted Elm got in touch this morning. Said everything's frozen up there in Duluth, Minnesota this morning. Oh, boy. I just want to keep warm. How about you? Food prices. Went shopping last night. I get sick every time I go. Can I get in there under $100 sometime? Be nice. So, my friend, whether it's electric or natural gas or oil or whatever, you heat your home with this winter, it's going to be pricey. More money is going to be dedicated to paying for heat, and that means fewer resources are essential for well-being. Human well-being. Like what? Well, like food. You like to eat, right? And health care, right? Maybe you want to go to the dentist or get some glasses or, oh, it's going to get tight, my friend. It's fall, but winter's a-coming. The question always is, how bad's it going to be? Heard on the news last night, the average cost to heat a home this winter, and I guess this is really all across the country, not just here in Fort Wayne, 17.2% more families bracing for big heating bills. We paid up to $600 a month in this big old three-story English Tudor that's uninsulated. That's my fault, of course. Droves of families faced higher than average electric bills last winter due to the surge in supply cost. Unfortunately, the experts say it's going to be worse this year. Families already dealing with increased costs due to inflation are expected to pay even more than last year. Heating oil costs will jump an estimated 54%. Natural gas costs increasing 24%. Get ready. How many times will this have to happen before We get just desensitized to it and it becomes a way of life. This one really burns my fern. Pennsylvania pro-life activists. We talked at length about it yesterday. We're not going to let it die. The FBI, the Department of Justice, you need to understand, could care less about the escalating attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers or violence against anti-abortion activists, you. But don't dare oppose the pro-choice movement. Attorney General Merrick Garland and the FBI Director Christopher Wray will come right out of their chairs. They'll come down on you with the full force of the federal government like a ton of bricks? That's probably putting it mildly. You know what happened to that Catholic pro-life activist Mark Houck in his rural Pennsylvania home? Guns everywhere pointed to him, his wife, his children. That is the latest example, ladies and gentlemen, of the thugs. That's what they are. And thug-like tactics employed by the Department of Justice and the FBI and their unequal application of the law that frequently targets Christians, conservatives. This guy's a deeply religious leader of a ministry, they say. And he mentors young Catholic men. That's awful. Arrested at his Pennsylvania home by an army of FBI agents. His wife said they pounded on the door at 7 in the morning and pointed guns at them. And his 7 frightened children looked on. We've had a couple of demonic experiences in our home that has scared our kids. They think about it to this very day, and they are adults. I can't imagine what this would be like. It's the new America, and that is a flood of evil. But there's so many bad things going on. Let's just hide our head in the sand here and play like everything is wonderful. It's a tiptoe through the tulips. Over the past 20 months, an estimated 5 million people have come across our borders illegally. Southern border. This overwhelming border crisis was briefly given attention when Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. It should be that many every day. The consequences of illegal immigration doesn't stop. That the reality on this border crisis is dangerously life-threatening to you. Imagine if you were living along the southern border, how your life has changed in the last 24 months since Joe Obama got in. Ranchers' livelihoods have been crushed by illegal aliens that destroy private property and threaten their family's safety. Border patrols regularly stop trucks filled with enough fentanyl to kill thousands of Americans. We could kill everybody in this country with one of those truckloads of junk. And those who are smuggled into the country often end up in new forms of slavery, beholden to the cartels as they try to pay off the debts of just getting here. The border crisis affects America in every area of your life. You can't ignore it. It's something you should be praying about daily. Ronald Reagan said it. Ronald Reagan, a nation that cannot control its borders is not a nation. America is not a nation. If they all spoke up, there would be a plethora of voices against the pandemic vaccinations as it relates to kids. In tearful testimony before the San Diego County Board of Supervisors, a pediatric nurse rebuked the supervisor whose vaccine mandate led to her dismissal, preventing her from caring for children whom she charged were contracting myocarditis from those shots, those pandemic shots. And there's a big cover-up. I'm a nurse, or at least I was, at Rady Children's in the cardiovascular intensive care unit, and the boss shut me up. He fired her. My truth and his lies caused me to lose my job, and you know it's true. As a charge nurse, this woman, charge nurse, she asked physicians, doctors, why they weren't reporting the vaccine injuries to kids to the database established by the CDC and the FDA to provide safety signals. Everything ignored. The Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. They just ignored it. She said it was an unspoken rule. An unspoken rule there in San Diego at that hospital that personnel in the unit were not, operative word, not allowed to talk about the lack of reporting. bunch of, where's my, let's talk about you and living in today's world for a moment. Success in your Christian walk, let's just say that, or maybe your job, whatever it is. Do you challenge yourself all the time to work smarter and work longer, work harder? Huh? Do you have any dreams, especially young people listening today? You know, you need to be asking all kinds of questions if you're going to succeed in anything in life. Something we can all put our mark upon. You have to have a strong belief system in God and what He can do in you. As a man thinketh, so is he, Proverbs 23:7. And you can motivate yourself. You can inspire yourself as you think about what God has for you and what you can really do. You can't connect things looking forward. You can only connect things looking backwards. You have to trust somehow that you connect those things together and they make for a better future. You have to trust in something. What do you trust in today? Do you trust in God? So much of what we share on the program Hello World is so negative, and you can't trust this guy or that guy or the police or the president or the pastor sometimes. Yeah. You know, there's an approach that'll never let you down. It'll make a difference in your life. One of the biggest reasons most of us don't set out to achieve anything really big is we think we need to develop first a very comprehensive, detailed, grand plan. One where every step is chartered out there, every milestone identified, where success is preordained. So let's start with the plan A. And nobody has that kind of plan. I mean, that's impossible. We hesitate. We need to see the end before we see the beginning. So you know what? Most people, well, they're going to teach Sunday school, or they never even start. No plan is perfect. No person, no church is perfect. Only in hindsight do they appear that they were. Here's what really happens. People who eventually succeed in life in anything, and that is in your Christian walk, start by trying things, lots of things. They succeed at some, they fail at so many. You learn from the successes and you learn from the failures. And along the way, you seize and at times even create your own opportunities, and that advances where you want to be. My friend, sometimes you'll look at it as me, myself, and I, but remember, you and God make a majority. Trust God that you're going to figure out how to react and how to respond to all those challenges that are before you, all those roadblocks that Satan throws up that wants to ruin your day. You need to trust God that you're going to become a little wiser for the experience. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. Trust that you're going to grow in every area of your life. You're going to be more experienced than ever before. Try things. Learn from every success and every setback. And in time, you know what? You're going to have skills and knowledge and experience you need for the really big things in your future. You can never guarantee that you're always going to succeed. Nobody does. But when you never really count on yourself, you never try something new, you are guaranteed failure. Get out there and do something. I don't care how old you are, what your situation is. Do something different today. Try it. And finally, who said that? I think this one came from an old soldier. If the military taught me anything, it's that hot sauce, salt, and pepper are the difference between dog food and an edible meal. This will make some of you laugh and some of you mad. It's a cartoon with a bunch of doctors and nurses over a hospital bed with a 38-year-old in there. He's a 38-year-old male still living with his parents. They asked us to keep him overnight so they could change the locks. Told you. Let's hear from North Carolina. Winter is at 6 a.m. Spring starts at 10. Summer at 2 this afternoon. Fall is around 4:30-ish. Dress accordingly. That's a good one. In the happy moments, praise God. In the difficult moments, seek God. In the quiet moments, trust God. In every moment, thank God. That'll do it. Life 101, Where's My Bible? Right after this. If you just joined us, you're listening to Hello World News, information, and comment coming your way every day on this local Christian radio station, and we're so grateful that they would give us this time to talk to you about things happening in the world today, the Christian response, what we're supposed to be doing in these final days of the world. It really is. Get in touch with us, Greg Patton, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-N, .com, if you have a comment. If you want to hear an old radio program, last year's Hello World at this time, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, all available, gregpatton.com. And I'm so grateful so many of you continue to join us on Facebook. Why not do it? G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I'm so glad you're here. Grateful for you. You're on the prayer list if you're one of our regulars. I trust that you, I know you are, continuing to pray for this radio ministry. God bless you. We're talking about America this week. Christians caught in a landslide of destruction. We are on the precipice, the eve of destruction. Ronald Reagan said, we have God's promises that what we give will be given back many times over. And we also have his promise that we could take to heart with regard to our very country. To preserve our blessed land, we've got to look to God. Rebuilding America begins with restoring family strength and restoring family values. I think I would agree with that. How about you? We know the United States of America is in deep trouble. There's a flood of evil at every turn. We are so close. We are teetering on the eve of destruction. Aside from the known threats that are coming with global terrorism and China, we're giving ourselves over to that country. Middle East meltdown. We have a soaring national debt. Things are terrible financially in the world today. Midterms should be interesting. Find out if things are going to turn around at least temporarily. And perhaps more than anything else, we have a real divide that has split our nation right down the middle. Our country's very foundations are falling apart. America is losing her soul. At best, we've got huge calluses on our soul. And it's just a matter of time before everything comes crashing down and we find ourselves in big, big trouble. For those of us who are Christian and who love the United States of America and always have, we'd like to go back to Grandma's America. This present state is raising so many questions, unanswered questions, so much confusion. What has happened to the United States of America? Why are we in the position that we are in? How do we make any sense of it? Is this a Christian nation? It's always been called that. I guess we would have to ask, where did we make a left turn? Does our Bible say anything about our condition? Are there any scriptures that speak about our current situation? Can anything be done to turn around things before it's way too late? You know, what would be his last conversation with his men, his disciples? Jesus Christ said a number of things, talked about earthquakes. We often refer to that from Matthew 24, right? A telltale sign of the end times. Whether or not a cataclysmic earthquake in the United States is included in any of that prophecy, we don't. Nobody knows. We only know that earthquakes are coming. It's a reality. But these days, there's some real earthquakes of a different kind, shaking, threatening you. Millions across our country now sense that America is, well, we have cultural, financial, demonic earthquakes. Far from disruptions of a real earth shaking the ground, these upheavals weaken and undermine America. It goes from coast to coast, rippling into the cities and towns and rural communities and countryside right where you live today. All of this stuff swallowing up America's very character, threatening to continue to rip you apart from coast to coast. And many good people valiantly strive to restore America. Let's get the right politicians in there to the principles and the values upon which she was founded. And we still are losing this war day by day. There are rising floodwaters. Evil continues to surge. Virtue and decency are slandered and silenced. It feels like we're losing ground. It's an uphill battle we cannot win. The stakes continue to rise as the window of opportunity for victory is fading and they're shutting the doors. Can you feel this today? The result of this shift has been coming for many years. How long will it be before the big one hits? Odds are you're one of those who senses the hour is late, that the history's clock is closing or coming up to midnight, and Bible prophecy is coming true after all. You find yourself wondering how long before this America collapses. Have you felt the moral ground beneath you feel like quicksand? Has it become clear to you that a basic Judeo-Christian worldview, along with some just common sense decency, is now obsolete and actually unwanted in this country? Are the words of the prophet Isaiah more specifically applicable to us now than at any time in this nation's history? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who substitute darkness for light and light for darkness, who substitute bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. My friend, there's so much evidence out there to suggest that our current condition is just a symptom of a nation that is about to hit chaos and collapse totally. America is not merely slipping on a downward path. We're sliding to destruction, and we're getting there fast. We're in a free-for-all without a parachute. And like the rest of America, those who follow Jesus Christ are dead center and in the middle of it all. You, my Christian friend, are in a whirlpool of evil, and it's gone down. Are you praying daily for the United States of America? So many things I took for granted as a kid. Christian nation, church, God, country, all of that stuff is out of here. What in the world is going on in America? God, we don't need God. And it's unwanted and unneeded, so unnecessary in the new America. We have a new day here. No room for faith in God. Nope, not going to happen. And the nation that denies and defies God will ultimately collide with reality and suffer a horrible impact. The storm is coming. Get yourself ready. As Christians, you've got to respond to what is happening in our country. And we must do more than simply react. We must discern. You can't merely look at the state of our nation and the world and scratch your head and wonder, gee, what's happening here and what can we do about it, if anything? You've got to look to the authoritative Word of God. That's why you need to be in your Bible every day. You need to listen to those voices, my friend, that have wisdom and have some sort of a game plan, and they're out there. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. More on Hello World tomorrow. And finally, is this reality? I think it is in the new America. My daughter, who teaches at the university here, received this email from a prospective student prior to the start of the semester this fall. Dear Professor, I won't be able to come to any of your classes or meet any of the tests. Could this be a problem? Oh, no. That's pretty typical with the thinking of today's kids. Come on. Oh, laughter. It's a good medicine, and boy, do we need it. You've been listening to Hello World News Information, lots of comments and opinions every day at this time. Thank you for being here. Thank you for telling your friends and family about the broadcast. It is so good to know that you are there. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. That's the way it is. September the 27th, 2022. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Have a great day.